Chapter 245, Remembrance of Allah in All Conditions. Allah the Exalted says, Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding, those who remember Allah always, and in prayers, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides. 3, 190 and 191. 1444. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to remember Allah at all times. Muslim. Commentary. Such religious scholars take support from this hadith, who hold that the recitation of the Quran is permissible in a state of janaba, resulting from coition and menses. Imam al-Bukhari is also included among those who hold this view. They say that the words at all times clearly means that the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to remember Allah, which includes the recitation of the Quran also, no matter whether he was in a state of minor or major pollution. For this reason, Sheikh Al-Albani has objected to Imam An-Nawawi's mentioning these two exceptions, pollution resulting from coition and menses, in the relevant title, and has stated that there is no hadith in support of these exceptions. In fact, the hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha contradicts this view. In the opinion of this school of thought, the ahadith which prohibit the remembrance of Allah when a person is in the state of janaba are weak in authority and are open to discussion. Thus, such ahadith do not prove the prohibition. In the opinion of the second school of thought, which holds the opposite view, such ahadith carry weight despite being weak in authority, because their weakness is not serious. Some of them even believe that such ahadith come to the level of ahadith hasan. So far logic is concerned, the viewpoint of the first school carries more weight, but the reverence of the Quran also calls for caution. The best way to create conformity between the two views is that in inevitable situations, one may go by the first view, but in the ordinary circumstances, it is better to follow the second view. Allah alone knows what is right. 1445. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, If anyone intends to have sexual intercourse with his wife, he should say, In the name of Allah, O Allah, keep us away from Satan, and keep Satan away from what you have bestowed upon us. And if Allah has ordained a child for them, Satan will never harm him. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. One should recite the prayer mentioned in this hadith before one cohabits with his wife. This will save him and his offspring from the evil effect of Satan. But it must be borne in mind that this prayer is to be recited before the intercourse and not during it.